And it occurred to me probably 15 years ago that to get a good understanding of what's going on in the world, you really can't pick one of those fields, political science. You can't just look at history. You can't just look at economies. You have to look at everything. And it seemed to me that really what was needed was a degree that crossed those boundaries, looked at the cultural backgrounds, the historical backgrounds, the economies that are in place, traditional political science, international relations. So when I came here and I started reading about the security studies degree, I said, wow, this is the degree that I think that we should have to understand what's going on in the world. So that's how I ended up in security studies. We can't do it in residence at Manhattan. Having the VTCs and having faculty that understands the program we're enrolled in here is what enables us to pursue the program while we're here. So being able to do it here, it was tremendous. We wouldn't have been able to do it if we hadn't had those tools in place. But security studies looks at everything from the state environment, individual states, all the way to the international environment. So understanding how those different factors come into play as a member of the military, I mean, it's going to help me understand better what's going on, which will help us focus what we need to do to accomplish our mission. I think the most rewarding part was, I would say it's a combination of the entire environment. The academic rigor, it challenges what you think you know, and it teaches you things that you didn't even know you didn't know before you came into the program. The faculty are all outstanding. Without exception, I was impressed with all the faculty that I interacted with. And having the opportunity to interact with your fellow students was tremendous, whether that's through the VTC or in the same room with those students. Being able to discuss ideas, take different positions, debate those ideas, and then walk away. And, you know, in security studies, I don't think any of us walks away with the one answer, but we at least walk away with a much better understanding of what's going on. Taking the security studies program here at Fort Leavenworth, the thing that impressed me the most was the effort put into bringing us into the K-State family. Not to knock any other programs, but I know some other programs, the students don't feel as fully engaged by the institution that they're taking classes from. And the faculty makes a real effort to make you feel like you're part of the Kansas State University family. They alternate trips here to Leavenworth, so you'll have VTC students in Manhattan, you'll have some here at Leavenworth. The professor may be in Manhattan, or the professor may be in Leavenworth. So that alone, you're getting that face-to-face interaction. They make efforts to meet and get the students together outside of the classroom, or when we can arrange it, get all the students in one place. I would say the K-State faculty here at Fort Leavenworth, Dr. Polson, fully engaged throughout the entire program to make sure that you feel like you're part of the K-State family, they're there for you, and they're going to help you. So I think that being brought into that K-State family, not just sitting in front of a screen, taking some classes, and then finishing those classes and walking away. I mean, we walk away from this program feeling like we're truly K-State alumni. The program is absolutely quality. It's also absolutely rigorous. It's not an easy program. If you're looking for an easy master's degree, I would look somewhere else. It's tough, and there's no way of getting around that. But if you're looking for an academically rigorous, challenging program that's going to force you to really manage your time carefully while you're in the program to meet all your requirements for CGSC and also meet the requirements for your master's degree program, then it's tremendous. But it's I don't think the quality of the program has been lowered to allow us to complete the program at an accelerated time scale. It's just, you either commit to it and do the work, or you're not going to finish the degree in the time you're here. This was one of the better decisions that I've made, at least in recent years. Like I said, it's a tough program. If you're looking just to check a block and get a master's degree, I would not recommend this program because it's too much work, and two, you're probably not going to finish it if you don't really want to finish it. But if you're looking for a program that's intellectually rigorous, it's going to broaden your horizons, make you question what you think you knew, teach you new things, give you a fresh perspective on international relations, what causes security, what causes insecurity in the international environment. I would say this is the program for you. I really would. I learned a tremendous amount, and I'm thrilled that I signed up for the program and completed it. And it set the stage for me to continue learning.